to Whatever is Lovely. I'm your host, Samantha Grace, and this is a podcast for migraine sufferers and people, whether you're exhausted from having had one, or you have one right now, or you just have some other kind of chronic condition where you want something to listen to that's soothing, positive. And hey, you don't have to have any kind of struggle that you're going with to want something positive and soothing. So whatever life is giving to you right now, know that you're not alone. And there's lots of good stuff to hear about today in the podcast. So I've got a positive story from the news, which is a welcome respite from all of this coronavirus stuff. And then I'll be talking about a female migraine sufferer who has a equally famous sister who also has health struggles. And finally, closing with a song that I find hilariously appropriate. So our positive news story today is about the beautiful and amazing blue whale. In 2018, they recorded only two blue whales when they did a survey of the coastal waters around the sub-Antarctic island of South Georgia. So the species was then listed as critically endangered. They believed that the creature had experienced a 97% population drop. But good news is, now in 2019, during a more extensive survey, they recorded a total of 55 blue whales being sighted by scientists in that same area. And the research team was led by the British Antarctic Survey. So for some backstory on the history of the whaling industry, in the 19th century, Norwegian explorer and whaler Carl Larsen recorded that there were hundreds and thousands of blue whales. Can you imagine? I mean, he didn't have our kind of technology to assess that, so I don't know how accurate his estimate is. But he quickly applied for a license to open a whaling station, and this led to a precipitous drop in the population of blue, humpback, and fin whales. And in 1912, they recorded the largest blue whale to have been caught, and it measured a huge 110 feet. But industrial whaling had its repercussions, and it caused nearly 3 million cetaceans to be wiped out. Now that the whale population is rising, we can appreciate the environmental impact that they have. So not only is it great they are surviving, they help our environment. So first, a little more background on the creature itself. The blue whale is the largest animal that has ever lived. They can grow up to 100 feet long and weigh over 180 tons. An entire African elephant can fit inside the mouth of a blue whale. As for its environmental impact, although it's so large, it mostly feeds on shrimp-like krill, and it releases fecal plumes that are rich in nitrogen and iron when it surfaces to breathe. When it delivers these deep ocean nutrients to the sunlit surface, it encourages the growth of phytoplankton, and these are the microscopic algae that are the lungs of the planet. And this process is called the whale pump. So basically, in layman's terms, it's like the whale is fertilizing the ocean surface with its poop. So that's pretty crazy. The phytoplankton capture 40% of the world's carbon emissions and produce half of all atmospheric oxygen, the equivalent of 4 Amazon rainforests. So every second breath you take is provided by these tiny marine animals. An average whale in its lifetime will store the equivalent of 32 tons of carbon dioxide in its body. So yet another reason that we can all send up a big cheer for the survival of the blue whale. So whenever you hear a sad story about something regarding the dangers that animals and creatures and endangered species face, just think about the blue whale and that huge, enormous creature recovering its population. So my sources for this today were an article written by Madeline Stone in National Geographic Online, and then an article written by Mitch Anderson on reasonstobecheerful.world, and an article written by Harry Cockburn from the website The Independent. And now we're on to a profile of a famous migraine sufferer. And this one comes from the world of sports. This woman has won 23 Grand Slam single titles and won the Australian World Open while 8 weeks pregnant. And she said that one of her doctors told her in regard to her menstrual migraines, he said, "You have to get over it. There's nothing really wrong with you. You just think it is when it gets to be that time of the month." And her response was to think, "I've got to be more mentally tough." How many of us have thought like that? Maybe we don't think that we need to be more mentally tough, but we think that we have to grit our teeth and just get through whatever we need to get through when we're in a lot of pain, because it's really hard to communicate to other people when they can't feel what you're feeling. And that's one of the hard parts about dealing with migraine, and it's not a visible illness. So even, you know, superstar Serena Williams knows what we're going through. So she's the famous tennis player and sister of Venus Williams, who is also famous in her own right for tennis. And Serena Williams decided to publicize her struggle with migraine after thinking that maybe she shouldn't. She thought, quote, "I don't want Venus Williams or Lindsay Davenport saying, 'Oh boy, she has a headache. I'm going to take her out today,'" end quote. So, you know, she didn't want other people to know what she was going through. How many times have you in your own life decided not to tell people what your struggle is? I mean, I know with me, it's hard to know when to disclose my illness and the level of my illness, especially now that I'm in a somewhat remission. You know, it fluctuates. The situation fluctuates. It's good, it's good, it's good, and then it's really, really bad. So, anyways, so finally the pain affected her during a game against qualifier Alina Jitkova at Linz, Austria. And she says, "It was the last straw. I lost to this girl I would never lose to because I had such an incredible headache. I want to tell women my story, to let them know there is hope and they should seek help." So her specific struggle involves menstrual migraine. Her migraines revolve around her hormones, and she has been able to find helpful treatment for her situation, and she wants other women to feel emboldened to seek treatment for themselves and to take their pain seriously. So I just thought she was a really good person to highlight because she made a very conscious choice to talk about it, because before she had made a conscious choice not to talk about her situation because she didn't want to look weak and she didn't want anybody to have that leg up on her, that edge on her. So she's a good role model for owning your truth and empowering other people by doing so. So for the song for today, another thing that I like to do in the podcast is read the lyrics from a song. I think that song lyrics, a lot of times when we hear them, we quite aren't quite sure what they're saying when they're singing, when the artist is singing. And so they can be really good when you can really focus on just the words without the music. And I was thinking about how much I wish that it was easier to find a neurologist that's a good fit for you, because obviously Serena Williams' neurologist shouldn't have minimized her pain. He caused her more pain, physical and emotional, by doing that. So this song is for all the women out there searching for the right doctor, someone who is truly going to treat the whole you, not just your brain. So this is for men and women, everybody. And maybe let's see how long it takes you to figure out what it is. I'll tell you the title at the end. Come on, girls, you believe in love, because I've got something to sing about it. And it goes something like this. Don't go for second best, baby. Put your love to the test. You know you've got to. Make him express how he feels, and maybe then you'll know your love is real. You don't need diamond rings or 18 karat gold, fancy cars that go very fast. You know they never last. No. What you need is a big, strong hand to lift you to your higher ground. Make you feel like a queen on a throne. Make him love you till you can't come down. Don't go for second best, baby. Put your love to the test. You know you've got to. Make him express how he feels, and maybe then you'll know your love is real. Long stem roses are the way to your heart, but he needs to start with your head. Satin sheets are very romantic. What happens when you're not in bed? You deserve the best in life. So if the time isn't right, then move on. Second best is never enough. You'll do much better, baby, on your own. Don't go for second best, baby. Put your love to the test. You know you've got to. Make him express how he feels, and maybe then you'll know your love is real. Express yourself. You've got to make him express himself. Hey, 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 hey. So if you want it right now, make him show you how. Express what he's got. Oh, baby, ready or not. And when you're gone, he might regret it. Think about the love he once had. Try to carry on, but he just won't get it. He'll be back on his knees, so please don't go for second best, baby. Put your love to the test. You know, you've got to. Make him express how he feels, and maybe then you'll know your love is real. Express yourself. You've got to make him express himself. Hey, 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 hey. So if you want it right now, make him show you how. Express what he's got. Oh, baby, ready or not. Express yourself. Express himself. Hey, hey. So if you want it right now, better make him show you how. Express what he's got. Oh, baby, ready or not. Express yourself. Respect yourself. Hey, hey. So if you want it right now, better make him show you how. Express what he's got. Oh, baby, ready or not. Express yourself. So if you haven't figured it out, that was Express Yourself by Madonna. And I felt kind of exceptionally silly reading that. But then again, it's true. Like when you're going to a doctor, you have to be able to talk to them and they have to be able to listen to you. And you do have to have a kind of relationship. Of course, nothing like this. It's not a romantic relationship. But we have to feel able to ask questions and push and advocate for ourselves. I've not wanted to ask questions when it comes to certain things regarding money. And sometimes you just don't want to ask certain questions. But when you go to your doctor and you force yourself to do what's uncomfortable and you allow yourself to move on to a new doctor if they're not the right one for you, really you're doing what's best for you, because at the end of the day, like You can't expect anybody else to take care of you in that way. I know it's hard. I know it's overwhelming and it's tiring. And insurance and doctor's appointments and talking to nurses and calling the pharmacy and all of that is so much. So I guess I just want you to know that I know all of that as well. So I hope this podcast was a positive thing in your day today. And like I said before, take care of yourself.